on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Where it is 10 to 9, Nicolai and Stacey with you for breakfast. Well, there are people who've said that the beach at Henley is the worst it's ever been in terms of erosion and a lack of sand. It's concerned the other parts of the beach as well. The Department of Environment's released some details. It says 15,000 cubic metres of sand will be replenished for Henley Beach. Paul Sutton is the CEO of Charles Sturt Council and joins us. Paul Sutton, good morning.
Good morning, Stacey. Good morning, Nicolai.
Is 15,000 cubic metres enough?
We're immensely grateful for the small contribution. It is the 15,000 cubic metres at Henley and also the 10,000 for Semaphore Park that was announced this morning. But in the greater scheme of things, these are tiny little drops in the bucket that is the problem along these areas of the coastline.
So it's just a small bit of sand through the hourglass, Paul?
Yeah, we have a problem where around about 115,000 cubic metres per year moves northward along the coast from these areas. So putting 10,000 and 15,000 into these two spots where it's particularly eroded at the moment is really a small percentage of what annually moves out of these areas.
Will it make a physical difference, though, in terms of, you know, we've heard some in some areas it's been difficult to actually get access to the beach. Will this, at least in the short term, fix those issues and people be able to get where they need to go?
It's difficult to say because it is a very, it is in the scheme of things, as I said, a very small volume, but we are grateful for it. Hopefully, if it gets placed in areas where we have access problems, then that will be the case. It also needs to be spread across those areas where we have acute erosion at the moment.
Right. So basically, you're saying it's not enough.
The government is doing a review, and this is a further review. There's been lots of studies into this. What we really need is a mass fill, and the department has said in the past that that could be anything up to a million cubic metres of sand. And what that really is required to do is to re-establish a healthy beach profile. Once that is done, then the ongoing maintenance or management of the ongoing littoral shift or the movement of sand northward, which is in the order of 100 to 115,000 cubic metres, needs to be addressed. And part of the review is really to look at what solutions might be to that. The council's position is fairly agnostic on that, but what we are committed to is making sure that we have an urgent response, and that's the part that we're concerned about.
When we spoke to the department earlier this morning, they gave us the figures, and they're spending almost $4 million on this. So do you think they're wasting their money?
No, I don't think they're wasting the money. I think the coastal management is an ongoing problem in many areas around the country. And management of shoreline is really an important aspect of making sure that erosion is managed in a way that is sustainable, but also to maintain the amenity for the broader South Australian population, as well as those people that live and have businesses in the Henley, West Beach and Semaphore areas.
Matt Cowdery is the Liberal member for Colton and is on the line as well. Matt Cowdery, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So we've heard that it's about $4 million worth of sand that's being purchased from these quarries. I mean, that's not an insignificant amount of money to try and at least keep this under control in the short term.
No, it's not insignificant. I think we recognise that. But the quality of the beach, the beach itself, I think I echo the comments that have been made so far that it is by far the worst Henley South and Henley has looked like. Certainly in the near future or near past that I can remember, but certainly from those residents that have been in the area for many, many years on the shorefront have said that this is the worst it has been ever. What needs to be made clear here is the biggest frustration for the residents is seeing a long-term solution that was in place no longer there and what seems like a lack of urgency to address the longer-term problem. We know that the minister is conflicted. We're still not entirely sure of the process of when this review is going to take place and over what time frame. What we're simply asking for is for a solution to be found. As Paul Sutton has said, I'm completely agnostic as to the solution. I think there are some broader issues that we need to deal with in terms of potential landlocking at Largs Bay. I had a picture sent to me earlier today of the Largs jetty at high tide where you could walk around the end of the jetty with no issues whatsoever. So we do have to look at recycling sand. We do have to look at working out.
But isn't that what the government's doing? You say you want a solution. I mean, that's what the point of the review, isn't it, to find a solution?
Well, correct, but this has to be done quickly. I don't think people necessarily understand how bad the condition of the beach actually is. That was the purpose of the previous government's work in this area, to invest in a long-term solution, to have money set aside for this. We should have a solution in place that was able to get sand on these beaches quickly right now, but that contract was torn up. Again, I'm not wedded to a particular solution, but we know we need a long-term solution quickly because okay. The state of these beaches will just continue to deteriorate.
That's Matt Cowdery, the Liberal member for Colton. You also heard from Paul Sutton, the CEO of Charles Sturt.